Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Love that, Boston. We did have a little technical difficulty, but you know what? It's all good, and we're back on live with you right now. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment Radio, because it's time. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation. Time to set your soul free, and it's time for that paradigm shift. time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time for you to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving souls. If you love entrepreneurship, wellness, fitness, law of attraction, mindset, just being a better human being, well, you know what? You are in the right place. This is Life Coach Carol, your transformation diva. And we've been going through a process here the past week, and it's coaching behavior change. Because you know what? We have to change our behavior if we're really going to change. So let's go back into a little bit of strength. Strength-based coaching, okay? You apply the positive psychology for this. And there are specific applications for strength-based coaching. So what you want to do is what we always say, accentuate the positive. Now, how do you find your strengths? Well, you've got to look at what really juices you. Start looking at things. And actually, an exercise you can do is go to somebody that knows you well, friend, family member, spouse, somebody that you could be totally raw and real with, and say, what do you think my strengths are? What do you think I'm good at? And then those are the things you focus on. Here's some other ideas. In the next 2 weeks, what do you look forward to doing? Be mindful. Pay attention. Pay attention. Know yourself. Remember, all the answers are inside you. It's what I call the ruby slipper theory. Remember when Dorothy was at Oz? And she's like, there's no place like home. I want to get back home. And he said, you had it in you all along. Look down. You know what? Everything is inside of you. Look down into your heart. See what your true heart desire is. Those are your strengths, things that juice you, things that you could do tirelessly. So let's see what else we can do. Remember, ask those open-ended questions. Where am I going to start? A good place to start. Start inside of you. Now also answer some questions for yourself. What patterns of behavior could get in your way? What patterns of behavior can get in your way for this true self of yours to be brought forward by focusing on your strengths? For me, time-wasting shopping. Now sometimes I have to shop. I shop for my family, thank God. but sometimes I kind of meander around, and yes, sometimes it's a displacement of a frustration. It kind of is it's a stress reliever. So it's also walking, but I'm justifying a bad behavior. But I need to stop accumulating, which I have been. But here, what patterns of behavior can get in your way? How will you persevere when you hit a turnaround point? How likely is it for you to follow through on your action plan? And what are some good support systems to get you through and over this obstacle? So remember, ask others, what are my strengths? In general, how would you describe my gifts or talents? What do you think I do particularly well? In what ways can you count on me? How well do I take responsibility for my choices? And what did you learn from this experience? And then go ahead and fill your own strengths out. And what do you hope to accomplish? See, it's really about your result. What are your results that you're looking for? So, you know, practicing this strength, it's really going to engage you and empower you to do more. So let's move along to goal setting, okay? Goal setting is very specific, and it really helps get you to the next level. Individuals who have specific and challenging goals perform better than those with non-specific and or easy goals, there are no goals at all. In order for us to optimize our success of actually attaining a desired outcome, Look at the outcome. What is it that you want to achieve? What are the results that you want to achieve? See, to achieve your vision, what life is going to be like as we go through these changes, it's strategic goal setting is important. There are process goals and there are learning goals. And process goals are learning goals. I'm sorry. That's going through the process. And sometimes I know personally I could get stuck in. I love the process. I love the journey. I love the process of development. But then there's performance and outcome goals, those results goals. And that's where the empowerment really comes from. Edwin Locke of the University of Maryland and Gary Latham at the University of Toronto, they're industrial organizational psychologists who pioneered the scientific investigation of goal setting when used within work sites to drive employee performance. Their 40 years plus experience of goal setting and integration of more than 400 studies has informed a general model of goal setting theory. So there is directed attention. Goals directed attention and effort towards goal-relevant activities. Mobilize effort. Difficult to attain goals inspire increased effort. Persistence. Difficult to attain goals prolong the amount of time someone invests in a task. And strategy. Goals compel people to employ familiar strategies and develop new strategies to achieve the goal. Goal commitment. A higher degree of goal commitment is more likely to lead to change of behavior. Commitment is increased when attaining a goal very important to the individual. Activities such as public commitment to a goal or signing a behavioral contract help increase importance, and commitment is also increased when someone is a high degree of self-efficacy. That's your empowerment, your personal empowerment. We all need to have our necessary resources to achieve the goal by identifying with others whom we identify with who's successful, and by providing support and encouragement, self-support, self-encouragement, very important. And then you need feedback. We all benefit from intermittent feedback on progress. So this is why we have to, like, you know, constantly be conscious and aware of where we're at, and journal, okay? Journal. Write stuff down. Check it off. And then task complexity. Highly complex tasks, such as the need to lose a substantial amount of weight, may interfere with goal attainment. However, when learning goals, also known as process goals, we just discussed this, are established as opposed to performance goals, also known as outcome goals, novices are more likely to be successful. So when you're new at goal setting, those process goals are hugely important because those are our building blocks to actually learn and fully engage and exhibit the performance goals. So short-term goals are very helpful, and long-term goals are good once the proficiency is developed. Challenging performance goals are more effective. So goal commitment, a higher degree of goal commitment is more likely to lead in change of behavior. Commitment is increased when attaining a goal. It's very important. So it's that public, we've already talked about that. Sometimes there are situational constraints. We need the necessary resources. Go seek the resources. Believe that they will come to you once you start. Truly, once you start, things come to you. Things have a propensity to fall into place. It is truth. It is part of the law of attraction, which we have discussed before. So just keep on focusing on what your goals are. And then, seriously, the situations will make themselves present, and you will learn what to seek. And then, you know, a goal, you're more likely to be successful if your goal is positioned as a challenge rather than a threat. So it's better to create something new in the more positive affirmative than try to break something old. So here's a little idea of a behavioral contract. I will blah, 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 by, do when, and I will do it how often and how much. And I am, on a scale from 1 to 10, I will do this. I am 10. I successfully will make this positive lifestyle change by, and then I will reward myself with what? So this is a behavioral contract. So I will do what? Blank. Fill in the blank. Okay? Go get a paper and pencil, or you could replay this session today, this show. But I will do what? I will lose 10 pounds and eat, you know, lean, clean, and green, and be able to, you know, fit into, you know, a size, whatever your goal is, okay? By April 30th, I will focus on this goal every day, and I will go ahead and I will exercise 5 times a week. Just kind of lay out what you're doing, okay? When, how often you're going to do it, and then how confident am I that I'm going to do this on a scale from 1 to 10. Put down what your heart tells you, with 0 being not at all confident and 10 being completely confident. When I successfully make this positive lifestyle change by, we put April 30th, I will reward myself with. So what are you going to do? Are you going to reward yourself with a new, you know, new wardrobe or something? You know, not me. That would not be my thing. I have enough clothes of different sizes. But what would I reward myself with? Well, maybe I'll go buy that steam shower that I want or something crazy like that. So you could make rewards. I will take a vacation. You know, think of what juices you. And then I put your name down, have reviewed this contract, and agree to discuss this experience with those who I'm working with, or just go over it with my soul, spirit, and sign it. So create a contract for yourself. Now, there's something called SMART goals. And SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, and relevant, and time-bound. So, you know, you want to make SMART goals, and I'm sure we've done this before with goal setting. You want to be more specific than do my best, okay? That only leads to marginal success compared to a highly specific performance goal. Specific goals provide focused targets, which in turn triggers directed attention, and one of the 4 key mechanisms for a goal to facilitate successful behavioral change. So you want to be as specific as possible. You can't be ambiguous. And, you know, there's something in those neural pathways. Once we write it down and we talk to ourselves, remember, God spoke the universe into existence. So when you project it out there in the ether, I know this is a little metaphysical, but it's truth. When you're very specific and you put it out there, that gives you that beacon, that light to focus on, okay? And then measurable. A measurable goal provides you with feedback needed to assess how well we're doing in accomplishing this goal. This is a key moderator in goal attainment. And then the attainability of the goal. While the best goals are difficult to achieve, we must feel that the goal is within reach. A major driver of whether or not we perceive a goal as attainable is in our self-efficacy, which also impacts goals and commitments. For the most complex or difficult tasks, short-term process-centered goals are more likely to be achieved than long-term outcome-centered goals. It is this process. It's step by step. But we build. Remember, thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our mind conceives and our heart desires. We can create our ideal lives. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, you can. You can do this. But listen to this show on a daily basis. Track along with me. Do some of these exercises. So we've got that attainability goal. Remember, they build upon each other. And then he also must be relevant in the SMART goal principles. Relevant is for the goal to drive behavioral change or to achieve that task. We must feel that this goal is important. And the degree of importance influences that commitment, that goal commitment. And it's a major moderator of how effective a goal is driving behavior change. And time-bound. Deadlines increase the motivational impact of goals. In addition, progress towards goals to best evaluate regularly with goal modification and advancement of goals when indicated. So those are SMART. The process of attaining a desired outcome starts with our values. Remember, values inform us of our vision. Values inspire our vision. And vision is the life force that inspires transformation. So really, to take your life, to transform your life, we absolutely need to know what our values are. And, goal commitment, feedback, task complexity, situational constraints, and goal framing are key components of these SMART goals. SMART goals help to improve performance, change behavior via the four mechanisms: directed attention, mobilized effort, and persistence and strategy. Once we have successfully accomplished a goal, the experience and readiness to set and attain the next goal. And this is a cycle, and as the cycle continues, it's a cumulative process of goal attainment, and it leads to outcome, which is real-life manifestation of your vision. A visual representation of goal setting is, where you go ahead, you have your task, your situational factors and framing, you go your values to vision, your SMART goals, your directed attention, your mobilized effort, your persistence, your strategy, behavior, performance, and outcome, and your commitment, importance, and self-efficacy with feedback all help to feed this, okay? Goal setting theory is truly a best practice that will help establish behavioral changes. And then there's one way to do this through implementation of the GROW model. Okay, the GROW model is an acronym for goal, reality, option, / obstacles, and will and or way forward. GROW. G is for goal. R is for reality. O is for options or obstacles. And W is for will or way forward. The GROW model assumes that you have a coach and it acknowledges that you are your own best expert. Okay, if you have a coach, the coach is just there to facilitate the goal-setting experience with open-ended questions, reflections, affirmations, and summarizing, which you can absolutely do yourself. Okay? So here's some thoughtful things with the GROW model in practice. Get that pen and paper out. Ask open-ended questions, and let's start to establish some SMART goals. So here are some questions. What do you want to achieve? What do your results look like? What is important about this for you? What is important about this for you? Why is this important? Okay. How will you know when you achieve this goal? And what is a reasonable time to achieve this goal? Now, you could listen to this again. I may be punching through these because we only have a few more minutes here. So I'm going to go through it quickly, re-listen to it, pause it, keep going back. So four things: what do you want to achieve? What is important about this for you? How will you know that you've achieved this goal? And what is a reasonable time frame to achieve this goal? Now, in reality, the open-ended questions examine the current situation and context. So let's hear some questions. What's happening now? What's the effect of the current situation? What steps have you taken towards your goal? And how does this goal conflict with other goals? And options. Here are some open-ended questions to explore the possibilities of options for achieving goals. So what are possible obstacles in achieving this goal, and how will you respond? This is really setting yourself up for success here. What are the advantages and disadvantages of each option? What have you done in the past that has worked? What do you feel you need to stop doing to achieve this goal and what you need to start doing to achieve this goal. And then these are open-ended questions to help commit to get started. See, this is all this process stuff, which is such good foundation for goal setting. So what will you do now? How will you move forward? What will help increase your success, and how often will you review your process? So what is your SMART goal? Got to describe your current reality. Describe your obstacles. Go ahead and, you know, how do you increase your will and commitment? And think this could be good for you. So let's see. We don't have a lot of time left. So let's go. You got to assess your current reality, explore your options, and the will. So you must go ahead to do SMART goals. We have to, you know, assess the current reality. So what have you done in the past to, you know, overcome this weight problem or blah, blah, blah? You explore your options. What do you think you're going to need to do to achieve? And, you know, focus on the motivation. So SMART goals, write down your specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound goals. Your reality, what's your present situation in relationship to this goal? What steps do you have to take towards your goal, and what other goals conflict with this goal, if any? Options, what possible options are pursuing this goal? What has worked for you in the past? What do you need to start doing to achieve this goal? What do you need to stop doing? And then your will. How ready are you to pursue your goal? What will you start doing right now to start this goal? And how will you assess your progress? So really, goal setting is a key driver to success with behavioral change and being successful in everything. Remember, you guys, this is how you translate your vision to reality. So develop effective goals and continually monitor, reevaluate, and advance these goals. And remember, the implementation with tools such as SMART goal setting and the GROW model, you really can take your vision, you can translate that vision into your reality. So that's kind of what we went through today. We went through going ahead and assessing your strengths, spotting your strengths, and then goal setting. And goal setting is always very important. So hopefully this has helped you. Remember, SMART goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. The GROW model is the goal with reality, the options or obstacles, and the will or the way forward. So work on these things. This will truly help you create your ideal life. This, again, is from the Coaching Behavior Change for American Council on Exercise. This is part of my certification, and I'm sharing this powerful and empowering information to you. You know, and it's just up to us. And it's all inside of us to facilitate the change that we desire to really be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Our thoughts become things. We become what we think about most. We can be, do, have, achieve whatever our mind can conceive and our heart desires. We can create our ideal lives. Yes, you can. Yes, I can. Say it. Yes, I can. I can achieve my ideal life. So this is Carol Ann Parisi for Awaken to Empowerment Radio. I want to thank you for joining me today. Come back and check us out next time on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. And we'll catch you next. With that, peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And now, peace of mind. Namaste. Love ya. Have a fabulous day. This is Carol Ann saying bye-bye. That's all for now. Love you.